TikTok, an amazing participator, and of course an actress. Welcome to Five Drive.
Thank you.
Do you remember that first video that made me go, you know what, even me, I want to do this?
There was a video of a lady, I don't know who she is and what funeral she was speaking at, but she was speaking a very broken Setswana. And I was like, I have an idea with this audio. I feel like there's a character that I can just feel around with. Little did I know that it's the beginning of something quite hectic.
You know, like, just speaking about this character, Rich Mum K, how easy was it finding your voice as a content creator, you know, in terms of, like, this is my niche, this is what people like, instead of all of us doing challenges every day?
I've never really been one to do, like, the TikTok challenges. On TikTok, I've had a few different characters. It started with the rich cousin or the Josie cousin, and then it went to, like, the breadwinner, and then now we're at the Rich Mac. But I've always... I think it's like my after background as well, where we're just taught to kind of draw inspiration anywhere, you know. So there was always that one video or that one instance in my life that I'm like, you know what, I want to make something from this, and then something is, you know. But Rich Mac, she's the one that's really made her mark, I'd say. And she was accidental. Now, there was a Xhosa content creator who did a Makoti Mfumbini type thing, you know, like the Makoti at a family function. And then my followers were like, we want a Tswana version. I was like, okay, but I don't want to make it exactly the same as the other ladies. So then I made it the Rich Mac, and here we are.
And with everybody loving this particular type of content from you, do you think that it's put some sort of pressure on you as a content creator in terms of, do you feel sometimes that, oh, I have to make what people like and therefore I can't explore other avenues? Do you feel that sort of pressure with the content you create?
On TikTok specifically, no. Before, I did feel the pressure. When I first started doing Rich Mac, I did feel the pressure, and I felt, hore, I don't want to not enjoy making content anymore. Because then I felt like I'd have to force ideas out, and then those videos even wouldn't perform as well as, like, the Rich Mac videos can perform. So I made it a thing, I'll only do Rich Mac when I have what I feel is, like, sufficient.
Your role of Rich Mac is bringing so much attention to the amazing work that you're doing. And one of the things is that you landed a role on Uzalo. What has this moment been like for you, especially as somebody, you know, who comes from a BA in live performance background?
Although it was a little cameo, it still felt awesome to have been recognized. Especially as a character that I kind of created for myself. That, like, out of the many, 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 many people out there, when they needed a celebrity judge, they went for Rich Mac. I'm hopeful that it's the opening of many more doors for not just Rich Mac, for, like, Babalo as well, you know.
As somebody who, you know, studied a BA in live performance, do you feel that for a lot of young people who are also in school right now looking for how to break into the industry or how they can get, you know, their name out there, do you think that content creation is the place for young people to start showcasing their skill as much as they can on social media?
I think it can definitely be the push that you need in the right direction. Social media can be that kickstart that you need, but, like, you have to do it intentionally. You know, the intention mustn't be to be famous or to just get a lot of followers. You must do it with the intention of, I want to take myself further. But, like, the main advice that I can give somebody is to just start, just post that video, because somebody will like it. There are billions of people on TikTok. There's no way that nobody's not going to like your content.
That is very, you know, true. Even with the amazing content that you create, how do you deal with social media trolls, and how do you think especially young people who are spending time on social media platforms can best deal with these social media trolls?
Obviously, there's the whole delete and block. Like, every time you see a negative comment, you just delete and block it. But you shouldn't neglect your, like, emotions as a person. So if you feel like you've been triggered or you've been touched, take a breather off of the socials. Like, even if it's, like, for a few days, even if it's for a week, and just kind of gather yourself so that you can come back stronger. But the only reason why you have trolls is because you're doing something right. And the only way that they can kind of bring you to their level is to drag you down with them. And you shouldn't let that happen.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us today on Five Drive.
Thank you for having me.
By the way, with